Free Talk Live. You can dial in via the toll-free number, which is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Ryder.
And Mark.
All right, 800-259-9231. So I was in court today again. Been in court every single day thus far this week because a number of activists have been in court and there have been a number of arrests over the past few days. We've talked about them in quite a bit of detail over the last few days, but there's been another arrest as of today. Jim Johnson being arrested for refusing to fill out a court piece of paperwork. They give this financial affidavit because he's not paying their fine with the intention of trying to ascertain what his finances are so they can figure out whether or not he can pay it. Because they figure, well, if you've got money, then you need to go ahead and pay the fine as opposed to just sending somebody to jail, which is what Jim would probably prefer to do because he doesn't want to give them any of his money. And I don't blame him. I don't want to give them any of my money either. I already give them enough through property taxes. The last thing I need to do is give them even more through, you know, whatever fines they are attempting to impose. So because he wouldn't fill out their form, the man in the robe charged him with contempt, which is not a real charge. It's like a power that a judge has. They can just shazam, hit you with contempt for whatever reason they damn well please, for the most part, and then they'll put you in jail for as long as whatever arbitrary number is they decide to put you in to a jail cell for contempt. It can be 6 months. It can be more than that. It can be 5 days. So it's right. Just all up in the air.
And the strange thing about this is he's, you know, this contempt is based on the fact that he wouldn't fill out a form. A form, obviously, by its nature, contains information. You don't know how the state is going to use information, so filling out their forms is testifying against yourself. And so this judge gave him this contempt charge in counter to the Fifth Amendment. It's very weird.
Yep. So then after they began arresting him and the man in the robe left the courtroom, I called the agents out for the horrible, inhumane things that they're doing to people and asked them if they were proud of what they've done. And that's when a little man who is named, I forget what his name is, but anyway, Tebow, a little man named Tebow, who's got a real attitude, he's one of the court security officers, came up and started barking at me to get out of the courtroom. Now, I was there with a video camera. I put in a notice. I don't file motions. File notices. In fact, Mark, when I went and I asked them for a piece of paper, because normally I just handwrite my notice up there at the desk, the clerk's office, I asked them for a piece of paper. I didn't ask them for a form. I said, I need a piece of paper. And then the woman hands me a motion form specifically for video cameras with like 10 different points as far as what you agree to. You agree to do whatever court security says. You agree to do, you know, stay in one place. You agree to this and that and this and that, and so on and so forth. And I put a big X through the front of it, turned it over, and wrote my own notice on the back and signed that. So that's what I turned in, and I was still allowed to video record. Okay.
Oh, God.
So just because they give you a form doesn't mean you have to fill it out. Just because they say you have to file a motion doesn't mean you actually have to file a motion.
I wonder if any of the people at the court offices find this crap as amusing as I do, because I just think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't take them seriously.
They must think these people are insane.
So, back to the courtroom where Jim Johnson is being arrested.
Is this what you signed up for, John Webb?
Leave the courtroom. Leave the courtroom.
I can't do that. Right, it's a public place.
Get out of the courtroom.
You have no authority to order me around, sir.
Get out of the courtroom.
I'm going
get out.
To continue filming
get
this
out of the courtroom right now.
Get your hands off.
He's pushing here.
No, he actually grabs me by the below my wrist on my arm, and lower arm, grabs me and attempts to push me out. So he grabs and pushes me, attempting to remove me from the courtroom. And, you know, then he lets me go, and I ask him, you know, what are you doing? Clearly, that's an assault, but I highly doubt anybody's going to arrest this man for it.
No.
If I went up to a police officer and grabbed him on the wrist like that, what do you think would happen to me?
Well, obviously, you'd be in jail in very short order, probably with a broken arm.
Right, they'd do a takedown move on me or something like that.
Yeah, and if you did a takedown move on this guy, it would be assault.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do one of these Aikido moves where you don't actually grab the guy, you just move your arms mm-hmm. around, and it might break his arm or throw or flip him or something like
right.
that, and they would still call it an assault.
Yeah,
he would
on
be
a
held
officer,
on to you.
A felony.
You would never hold on to him, but they'd call it an assault. But look, I just move my arms around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's other security officers here. there. Do you know if this guy happens to be above or below them, or are they all coworkers?
I'm not clear on the rankings, so okay. that is a good question. This guy certainly does like to pick on me because I'm the guy with the video camera, so you know I stand out like a sore thumb. And he loves to have me like sit down. He doesn't like it that I stand at the camera. And the judge backs him up on this. So the man in the robe did ask me at one point in this video to go ahead and sit down. So the idea is you just have to have the camera there pointing in one direction the whole time.
That doesn't make any sense to me. You should be allowed to operate the camera.
You operate cameras.
Sure.
That's a great thing, Nick. I agree with you. But I'm not in the position right now due to the fact that I'm out on three bails.
I'm not saying that you are not willing
to make a stand on that particular issue. But things are different between courtrooms. So like in district court, I am able to operate the camera. I stay behind it and I operate the camera the entire time at district court. Nobody says boo to me about that. But in this court, they don't like that to happen. Whereas in district court, they don't like hats. But in this court, they've allowed hats. So it's all completely arbitrary. All of it.
It's close.
Anyway, so this man's attempting to physically remove me from the courtroom, and I'm telling him, yeah, I'm not going to go, and then I say, okay, I'm going to leave now, because that was the time at which they'd actually taken Jim Johnson out of the courtroom, so at that point I was done. And I then decide to go ahead and leave.
Courtroom. Who do you think you are?
You're not following the rules of the courtroom.
There are no rules in this courtroom right now. It's a public space. That man is out
of
the room.
Get out of the courtroom.
Leave now because
the hearing is over.
You want to be arrested too? Get out.
And that's him threatening the other people in the courtroom with arrest if they don't leave.
But it's a completely empty threat. People are just walking in and out past him. I mean, he's just a guy in sort of a vestibule between two doors.
Right. He hadn't addressed any of those other people. He'd only addressed you, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, he says, oh, you guys all want to be arrested too?
Yeah.
You can get out.
Get out.
So I'm slowly, I'm pulling a Dave Ridley here where I'm slowly backing out through through the doors while still kind of facing into the courtroom.
Out of the courtroom. Out of both doors. Come on, get out. Right now. And stay out.
Get out right now and stay out. Now,
old grumper puss.
I'd have been happy to stay out if they hadn't have brought Jim Johnson right back in the room as soon as I left. So as I'm standing here, the doors are still open. I'm still able to look into the courtroom to see what's going on. And Jim Johnson is being brought right back in. So they had taken him out, which is why I left in the first place. And then they begin bringing him back in.
You're a real friendly guy.
Is this man threatening you?
Yes, he is. Threaten me with arrest.
The rules of the court. Follow the rules of the court.
Sir, I'm trying to walk.
You don't get to make the rules up, dude.
There's no hearing.
What are the rules of the court?
There's no hearing.
Huh? What are the rules?
Well, I'm getting a little upset here.
Why don't you explain it to me? What are the rules? Huh? What rule is not being followed?
Well, you have a valid point, even though you are getting upset. He hasn't pointed out which rule you broke.
Right.
You said something in the back. The judge wasn't on the bench. There was no expectation that people should be silent.
Right. There isn't. I mean, you know, you don't have to sit. It's not a library. You know, you don't have to sit there quietly. It's one thing while they're conducting their quote-unquote
their business.
But they're not. I mean, you know, the judge has left the room. The guy in the black muumuu has departed the room, has swished out in a flurry of black velvet. And, you know, now they're like, shut up! You shouldn't be able to talk of when we're arresting people.
So he tells me to get out and stay out. Then I notice that Jim Johnson is being led back into the courtroom. So while I was outside for maybe about 5 seconds.
Yeah, about 5 seconds.
They're bringing him back in now.
Really?
Yeah.
I just walk right on back in, open up the doors, go set my tripod up, and pick up the remainder of the hearing, which I presume was the right of elocution hearing or whatever,
yeah,
where after a contempt of court charge, they give the defendant the ability to say something before he's thrown in a cage. And it was after that.
You have a chance to beg. You can beg your way out of the cage. Yeah. Now's your chance.
So more went down after Jim Johnson was then taken out of the courtroom, where the men attempted to, they attempted to intimidate the audience further and threaten and just be generally awful. You can see the video for yourself over at freekeen.com. Jim Johnson is now in jail, and hopefully, we have no idea when he's going to get out. It may be as soon as a few days if they're trying to pay off the fine at $50 a day. But then again, it's an indefinite sentence, so we'll let you know as we learn more. Of course, details will be up at freekeen.com as we get them. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Ryder.
And Mark.
All right. By the way, speaking of those features, they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there.
The Ruger Gun Sight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have. If you can have only one, you can see it at Ruger.com, R-U-G-E-R.com. And you can get it at your local gun dealer, Ruger.com.
All right, so we continue with you and your phone calls, but the courtroom shenanigans weren't just happening here in Keene, New Hampshire today. They were also happening in Orange County, Florida, in Orlando, at the trial of an activist for recording the police down there. This isn't the only place where they're arresting people for recording the cops. That's happening nationwide, and we'll clue you in as to what went down there in just a moment. But first, we go to you and your thoughts. Joe is listening to WAIS in Athens, Ohio. Hello, Joe.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I appreciate all the work you're doing, but you got to think globally and act locally. And it sounds like you guys are doing a lot of local activism stuff with the courts there.
Yes, sir.
And getting some bruises for it, it sounds like. No, and you need to hang in there. Although, my rap on the law is I respect the law. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. But just like I respect a crazy dog, I respect anything that can bite me in the butt. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Fear, though, isn't it?
One of the things that bothers me about this line of thinking, and I agree with you. I mean, like, you know, you stand in the way of these bureaucrats doing what they think is their interpretation of what is right, what is written down on paper. You take away... And you just assume that they are going to, you know, do whatever it is that they're told. You take away their power to make decisions. And the Nuremberg trials sort of showed that, it's not just, I'm doing my duty. You know, that's not an acceptable answer. That you are a human being, that they are human beings. They're responsible for their actions. And so on one hand, I get it. I know what's going to happen when I, don't take my hat off or don't stand up for the judge or whatever. But on the other hand, these guys are responsible for their actions. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. Not only do I agree, they should be responsible for their actions. But I would like to hope that some of those guys, and the court is not, it is a church. They wear vestments. You call them muumuus, or the guy in the black robe. And it's a whole religious ritual where mm-hmm. they're paying homage to the law, not to the truth, and not to what I respect, which is the Constitution.
No, there's no doubt that you're right about that. I mean, it's a bizarre thing, too. I mean, because the guy talks about himself in the third person. The court shall this. The court thinks this. The court says this.
Yeah, it's really weird stuff.
It's bizarre.
Because I've been hearing you guys talk about this for a while now, and what I would encourage you to do, though, is try to reach out to the quote-unquote court, to the judges or the bailiffs, and sit down with them and say, you know, here's the Constitution. Here's the law of the land.
I've attempted to...
they'll throw you out. Every time you talk about the Constitution with these people, they will shut you right up within 5 seconds.
But wait a minute. You're talking about outside of court, right? You're talking about sit down with them as not the court, but as a human being?
Probably reach out to them and say, okay, we don't want to make trouble, but we want to exercise our constitutional rights.
But just a point of clarification, you're talking about to do that outside of the courtroom, correct?
Right.
Okay, I've actually attempted this. I think it's a good idea. I've attempted it. I've actually approached the man who wears the robe on a personal basis, and I've invited him out to lunch. He said yes, and this was approximately 3 years ago when he said yes. He said that he would do it after all the cases that I was involved in at the time had been closed. I reapproached him after that point in time passed, which was like a year later, and he then dodged it by saying that I needed to schedule it with his clerk of court, and there was some other excuse as to why it couldn't happen.
I think the excuse is, even though a lot of your cases are now in superior court, there's the chance that they get bounced back to district court.
That's the most recent excuse, correct. I did check back with him more recently, and he said that, even though you don't have any cases with me, that you still have open cases in the system, and it could be remanded to district court, and so therefore it would be inappropriate to do that at this time. So therefore, I have been unsuccessful at this particular approach. Another individual, Adamo Freeman from LibertyOnTour.com, attempted to approach this same man in public yesterday morning as he attempted to kind of talk to him for a little bit while he was walking from his car into the office, into the court. And that was when he was arrested on felony charges of improper influence. So yeah, it's not real easy to talk to these guys.
It is not, and you got to jump through their hoops. But it's worth a try, because I'd like to believe that at least some of them, my experience locally anyway, is that the judges are judges, but they're fair, and they actually are putting out some progressive rulings, questioning breathalyzers and the validity of those, because they haven't been retested since 1987 or something. But hey, let me talk about Libya real quick. You guys got to think globally. You want to have a national radio show, you got to look at the big picture.
What's that mean?
Thanks for the coaching there, program director.
Well, I'm taking control of the airwaves.
What does that mean?
Tell me what you're talking about.
I would encourage you to check out the Project for a New American Century. I'm bringing up stuff an earlier caller brought up. The Project for a New American Century is a white paper from the Council on Foreign Relations. I would encourage anybody to check out former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, as well as investigative journalist Dr. Jerome Corsi, have been in Libya and reporting on the fiasco that's going on. You know, we're carpet bombing a city of 2 million people, and they're still going to school. And, I don't know that I agree with, you said you got an email that somebody said, oh, everybody's for the NATO bombing. Well, I don't like Gaddafi either. I mean, he's obviously what I would call a benevolent dictator. But let's talk about Libya. They have the highest standard of living, the highest per capita income of any nation in Africa. Okay? He was trying to organize the Africans. He was taking, taking the national wealth, the oil, and they have gold there too, and he was using it to build schools and to help his people. They were, they were importing labor from other African countries.
Do you think government schools help people?
I think knowing how to read and how to use a computer helps people.
So it's okay to steal money from people to do that? Steal big things?
Is it stealing if you're taking a national resource and spending it on the people?
What's a nation?
It's a big piece of land where everybody gets together and says, hey, let's...
Do you think everybody in Libya... Hold on, wait. Did everybody in Libya get together and say, hey...
Hey, what?
They didn't get together and say anything. Some dude took over the government, and actually two countries, I believe, and used the force of violence. Everybody didn't get together and say, hey, crap.
So Joe,
everybody got together and say, whoa, don't shoot me.
So, Joe, in your mind, it's all right to go ahead and be a dictator.
Absolutely, that's what's going on here.
And so it's okay to be a dictator as long as you build a school or two, is what you're saying?
There's such a thing as a benevolent dictator.
Well, benevolent is a subjective term that you're labeling. Dictator's a dictator.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves. Bring up anything you want. The latest on the Orlando situation in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. One of the things we can do is actually accept donations in bitcoins now, contributions to Free Talk Live. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. If you don't know what the Bitcoin is, Mark will tell you a little bit more.
Yeah, the Bitcoin, if you're tired of watching the dollar plummet and you're tired of banks charging you fees and you want to take back control of your own money, you should take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, online or off, and their value has been trending upward with over time. I just saw them today at like 16 something, just a little under $17. I remember when they were less than a dollar a piece. It was just a few months ago. Learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. Weusecoins.org.
We continue here with you and your thoughts. Here we go to you and your phone calls now with Lee in Georgia. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ryder, and Mark.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Lee, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I should say evening. I didn't realize it was 8:34.
Well, it depends on what your time zone is. So the West Coast is still the afternoon. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I tell you right off the bat, I'm relatively new to LRN. I just turned my back on RBN because I have a problem with National Socialism. And, well, you know, when you bring a host on board who promotes socialist agendas, I got a problem.
Yeah, I heard you. You're referring to some internet-based networks. Free Talk Live appears on LRN.FM online.
Right, and that's how I learned about you guys, was through LRN. And what drew me to LRN, I'll be honest with you, was Ernest Hancock, because he left RBN.
He does a great show.
Yeah, Ernie's a great guy. In fact, he was just up here in New Hampshire visiting us during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I think just headed back today, as a matter of fact.
I was listening to him today. I love Ernie. I've been listening to Ernie for some time, but... You know, I just got done watching that video at the courtroom there, and I tell you, you're a better man than I am, brother, because, you know, I was actually in jail in a jail cell when the cop put his hands on me aggressively, and it turned out to be a very bad scene for him, so you handled that much better than I would have. But, you know, I'm thinking about the gentleman who got actually was jailed because he wouldn't fill out a piece of paper. That's insane, but I noticed he said... He actually told the judge he couldn't pay it, and apparently this piece of paper that he wanted to fill out was so that they could determine whether or not he was able to pay the fine. Well, there's an individual, and I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's involved in a case right now. I believe it's South Carolina, could be North Carolina, but I'm thinking South Carolina. His name is Rod, R-O-D, Class, just like you're sitting in a class. Rod Class, and you can locate him at Rod Class. TEAM.com, and he will, you know, he does interviews, radio interviews, and he is using the bankruptcy argument, and he is really just giving the courts hell.
And what is that? When you say the bankruptcy argument, what do you mean?
It's really hard for me to explain it, but when we start talking about fines and things. I've been involved in this kind of stuff for over two decades. And one of the things we have to understand is that if you look at our judicial system as it was intended, the only way you could pay fines and things like that to the court would be in lawful money, gold and silver.
Okay.
As of the bankruptcy filed in
33, I think it was, right?
Right. There is no lawful money, which means you really... Lawfully, you can't pay any fines, and if you pay it with this paper fiat currency, well, you're committing a felony. It's a major no-no on a federal level.
Have they ever charged anyone for that felony?
Well, I don't know if you could or not, but, okay. You know, that goes into a whole other discussion.
So what is this guy saying? I mean, he's saying, okay, the federal government's bankrupt. The terms of the bankruptcy meant that that somehow changed what is considered lawful money. I'm a little confused.
Right. The argument that he's using is basically, let's take, for example, this is a traffic violation, just for example. Okay, you have a traffic violation, and the argument basically would be, well, since when you register your vehicle, okay, you're given a certificate of title, which basically is a certificate that says there's a title exists. Mm-hmm. What you're doing in actuality, and I know a lot of people don't understand this, is you're actually signing over possession of the vehicle to the state. So now it becomes property of the state. And it's under bankruptcy that this takes place. So what you're doing basically in a case like this is you're saying, I'm bankrupt. You've caused me because of my status. And this gets pretty complicated. Ron can explain this a lot better than I can. You can actually turn this on the court using a bankruptcy argument and put all of the responsibility on the court. Well, the court's only going to do one of two things. In the end, it only has one of two options. Either one, it has to just completely let this whole thing go, or it has to assume the responsibility for the debt.
Well, the other option is they'll put you in a cage because they don't like you. Look, you know, it's interesting, the theory that you're talking about here, and I'm familiar with some of it, basically, but I also am one of my big critiques of these people, these gurus, and you mentioned this gentleman, Rod Class. I've not heard of him before, but again, they're
so you're lumping everybody together when you say this.
The gurus, right.
Well, their websites look the same.
Oh, well, I'll
same
stop.
Colorful.
I'll stop lumping them together as soon as one of them can show me proof of concept where, you know, I want to see a video where this guy beats a charge using this particular technique. Does that exist?
Well, right now, he's actually got the court tied up. He's got them at the point now where they have 90 days to make a ruling in this case. And if they can't do it in 90 days, basically, it's like saying, okay, nothing we the court can do, you win.
90 days according to who?
According to the court.
So the court has 90 days to do something according to themselves?
Under their courtroom procedures and courtroom procedures and all of this, they have now, the court is taking 90 days.
Now, we've seen situations here in Keene where the court allegedly has a certain number of days to do something, and they'll blow way beyond those deadlines, and there's no way that they can be held accountable for this.
Well, hey, I'm just trying to help you out by pointing you in the direction of someone who is actually engaged in this battle right now.
Dude, I got you. I understand that you believe this this gentleman and that that he's offering something that's valid. But all I'm asking for is proof of concept.
Right, and one
that's
of the
all.
Dangerous things about this is Ian has tried a few of these tricks in court. And, you know, different tricks from different gurus. And you can imagine what it's like getting burned in this situation where Ian ends up with 90 days in jail and can't do his nationally syndicated radio talk show, and he's separated from his girlfriend and things like that. I mean, you know, it's all fun and games until your butt's in jail eating bologna sandwiches.
Right, so you personally, Lee, don't yet have experience doing this, correct? Personal experience?
Oh, well, let me see. I have been playing this game for almost 20 years, and they still have yet to throw me in jail the first time.
Well, that's a pretty good claim.
Well, what about the claim of the guy who put, the police officer put his hands on you in jail? Didn't you just say that?
This was, I'm like 50-ish.
Okay, so that was prior to that.
When I didn't know what was going on.
Okay. All right, so then in that case, I think that's a pretty big claim. So do you have documentation, video preferably, to back this up, showing you in court backing down these bureaucrats and telling them what's for?
No, because I don't go into court.
You don't even go into court? You just file a bunch of paperwork?
No.
How do you get there? How do you avoid court if you're, you know?
Be alone. The cops leave me alone. They don't bother me.
Okay, well, that's pretty fortunate. And how did you manage to make that happen?
A lifetime of establishing myself in this community and making it aware to them that I understand the difference between being an original class citizen and a 14th Amendment citizen. I understand contractual law. I understand constitutional law.
Cool. Well, I hope that there's something that you could put together maybe and then let us know when it's out there to where other listeners could go to learn how you've done what you've done.
If you hound the police with enough nonsense, they also don't want to deal with you. Sorry.
Powerful and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the Amazon links that you'll find there for the appropriate country in which you live, and then take care of whatever it is you need to get. Just load up your shopping cart with whatever it is that you need to buy, whether it's something you need or something you want. You'll find that Amazon likely carries what you're looking for with dozens of categories, thousands of brands and products and all kinds of stuff. Great free Super Saver shipping deals as well on a lot of their brand new items. Plus, you can buy used if you want to save a few extra bucks. Just start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. You'll get the same great Amazon deals you're used to. It's just that when you enter through our links, Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits. That's all. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com as we continue here. Just real brief before we go on with your calls. Lee was on the line a few moments ago, and he's somebody who has a real strong claim that he's making. He says that cops leave him alone because they know that he understands, you know, the Constitution and, you know, this and that and certain legal strategies, I guess you could say, that some would purport to sell, for instance. Now, I'm looking on this guy's website, and I don't see any real obvious buy my class link or buy my CD.
He does say he has seminars link here and gives testimonials. That says to me that the seminars cost money.
But likely a seminar. I mean, then you're paying him to come somewhere and fly somewhere and all that. There are a lot of people out there that will pitch these ideas to you that they know the secret to escaping from the system, and all you have to do is just follow their instructions to the T, and everything will be fine. But whenever somebody tries these things, and inevitably they don't work, then there's always some excuse. It's that, well, you didn't follow the instructions to the T, you forgot to cross that T, and you forgot to dot that I, you uttered the wrong magic phrase, and so therefore you need to study harder.
Mm-hmm.
And get it right next time.
Because the gurus, you know, they claim success, they claim they're being left alone, but they also have very, very little to show, you know, as far as actual tangible, something that you can really wrap your mind around.
It would be really nice to see these guys walk in, stand on the outward side of the rail, which they claim is the land, versus the ship, which is the court, and then, you know, bellow whatever it is that they bellow, their words, their phrases, mm-hmm. over the rail to the guy in the black muumuu there.
There was one video like that. There was a guy in Canada that did that with the whole Freeman thing up in Canada, the Freeman on the land thing.
Yep. And you interviewed him. I mean,
I don't think we interviewed that guy.
Oh, I thought it was the other guy.
We interviewed Robert Menard, who's from thinkfree.ca, but this is one of the guys who was inspired by Robert Menard.
Okay.
And he does successfully back down some bailiffs in a courtroom, and
just
the
bailiffs,
judge,
not a judge?
And the judge is in there, and the judge gets up and leaves in a huff. But that wasn't the end of the story, from what I understand. There was, you know, something issued after the fact, and that wasn't the end of the, you know, the whole court drama, if you will. There was more that would have come after that, and no one's heard an update on that particular
case.
Right,
just because somebody walks out of a courtroom doesn't mean he has walked out of the courtroom winner. The judge will come back in there and say, well, he's gone, failure to appear now. Bench warrant.
Yeah, it'd be really cool to have just sort of an online documentary, and this would be a really great way to sell whoever's seminar would put this together.
Well, yeah,
show. I mean, it's not that hard to get the laser beam of the state pointed at your forehead. All you have to do is drive around without license plates, or mm-hmm. drive around without a driver's license for a period of time, or, you know, whatever. You can get these charges, and then, so that's relatively easy. Putting cameras in courtrooms, we've been able to do that here in Keene. That's relatively easy.
Or put a camera in your car. I mean, you can load up over at freedomcam.net, get one of their cams, lock it into your dashboard, and then you can record your entire automotive experience. If it's true that you can back down the cops just by, you know, throwing
I'm
some...
a free man on the land. Right. I have, you know, I'm a citizen of one of the several states, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, the suggestion the cops will just not give you a ticket or whatever. I think that's very interesting, but I've talked to a lot of cops, and no one seems to have any idea what this is. I mean, people that I believe when they say, oh, yeah, that's just nuts.
Well, this caller said that he had been playing this game for 25 years and hadn't been thrown in jail. We asked him how. He said, well, they don't bother me. And so we never got the full story of what sort of town he lives in. Is he well known by the police? Is that why they don't bother him?
That's the impression I got.
Do the police see him as a hassle? Because the police are out to get tickets and get money. They're not wanting to hassle the person that's going to drag it out. And that may be the reason he's not hassled. It doesn't have to be some sort of magic bullet that he knows how to get off of charges. They just don't want to mess with it.
I think you're right.
And
I think that's the most likely outcome.
And I could claim the same thing. I ran into City Hall 3 weeks ago, didn't put any money in the meter. I came out, meter maid's looking at my car.
Mm-hmm.
I said, go ahead, give me a ticket. I didn't put any money in. She says, well, today's your lucky day. You can
go. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know
she knows that I'm going to take it to court because she recognizes
And you're not
going to
pay the ticket. And you've taken things to court like that before. I think you're absolutely right, Nick, and that's really the ultimate factor here, is everybody can, you can have whatever legal theory that you want and promote whatever you want, but then the reality is it's all about numbers and non-cooperation. If enough people get together in the same place and they don't go along to get along anymore, and they don't just go ahead and pony up fines, and they instead take everything to trial, those bureaucrats are going to get real tired of having to come up with discovery every single time, because if I'm going to trial, I'm asking for discovery.
Sure.
I want those bureaucrats to spend the time to put together every bit of evidence that they're going to introduce and send me a copy of it. I want them to do as much work as possible. I'm putting in motions. I'm filing that, so the bureaucrat has to respond to the motion, and that takes their time as well. And, of course, the court time also takes time to actually be in the trial.
Right, so the $5 parking ticket ends up costing them $500 in court time.
Correct.
You know, I had one that I got the day before yesterday, and I can't take it to court because I was driving my wife's car, and so my wife's car was ticketed as opposed to mine. They literally did say to me that they are charging the car, though. And I said, you know, the car doesn't have a wallet, right?
Was this in Keene?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they would not allow me to take this through. I talked to the meter maid lady, and she wouldn't, you know, she wasn't going to back down off the fine. So, you know, I'm kind of stuck.
I had something similar happen to me, Nick, or Ryder, rather. I was in doing research about the guy that self-immolated in front of the courthouse recently, and I don't know what I was thinking. I put like a dime in this the parking meter thing, just because I want them to leave me alone. I'd rather not have to go to trial, since I've already got three other trials, one parking ticket in Concord and two other trials coming up here for misdemeanors in Keene. And I ended up in the court for like 2 hours, an hour and a half or more, and so I was way beyond expired on the parking meter. I thought, oh boy, here we go again. I'm going to have to do another parking ticket trial, because I've already been to trial for one parking ticket and was found not guilty. And I came out, and somebody who was parked nearby me had been given a ticket, but I had not.
Hmm.
And my meter was expired, and been expired for over an hour and a half.
They know our vehicles here. I mean, right. There's no doubt about it.
Well, mine has the private plate on the front of it,
yeah,
which is a yellow and black custom-made embossed plate that I got. I think it was licenseplates.tv. I don't even know if they're open anymore. But my car's real obvious from the front, and they certainly know which car that is. So I think they literally walked right on by my car and put a ticket on a car where they knew they'd probably get the money out of it. So I think you're right, Ryder. It really has to do with non-cooperation and being a thorn in their side, instead of just being someone who will just pay whatever the fines are and go along to get along. That there's no magic words that will guarantee you freedom. It's just the consistent effort. And maybe that's what he's seeing, is that consistently over these years, he's seen them leave him alone, as every time they've messed with him, he's made it very difficult on them.
And I thank him for doing that.
Right. Not that it was a specific tactic that is one versus better than another. It's just that it's a frustration on their part, and they don't want to deal with it.
Right, and I mean, the supposition here is that the politicians and the bureaucrats that do their whims are somehow constrained by the law that they themselves write. That somehow or another they haven't managed to, I don't know, pass a constitutional amendment that says we do whatever the flip we want. Mm-hmm. Because they do whatever they flip they want. They pass things in the dark of night. They pass them in big bills. I mean, you know, just the idea that somehow they're constrained by the powerful bonds of the Constitution. Which, of course, you know, don't mean anything in everybody else's life, but if you just utter the proper phrase, the proper words, and the proper order, you can wrap them in the bounds of these chains once mm-hmm. again. I it seems like magical thinking to me.
Well, it is a lovely fantasy story, and
I don't think that these. I mean, I think here's the reality: is that these are a bunch of violent thugs, and if they're given sufficient motivation to go after your butt, they certainly will.
Toll free number tonight: 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is still on the way. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Plus, the latest on the Orlando situation: one activist down there faced a trial today, and it's going to go on until tomorrow, apparently. Where he's being charged with a felony, possibly facing 6 years in prison for recording the police in public. 1-800-259-9231. We'll give you the latest on that situation here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3 next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.